chapter, Accepted in Christ, article in Signs of the Times, July 4, 1892. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. This message is for the world, for whosoever means any and all who comply with the condition may share the blessing. All who look unto Jesus, believing in him as their personal Savior, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Every provision has been made that we may have the everlasting reward. Christ is our sacrifice, our substitute, our surety, our divine intercessor. He has made unto us righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Hebrews 9:24. The intercession of Christ in our behalf is that of presenting his divine merits in the offering of himself to the Father as our substitute and surety, for he ascended up on high to make an atonement for our transgressions. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 2:1-2. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4:10. He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. From these scriptures it is evident that it is not God's will that you should be distrustful and torture your soul with the fear that God will not accept you because you are sinful and unworthy. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. James 4:8. Present your case before him, pleading the merits of the blood shed for you upon Calvary's cross. Satan will accuse you of being a great sinner, and you must admit this, but you can say, I know I am a sinner, and that is the reason I need a Savior. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 9. I have no merit or goodness whereby I may claim salvation, but I present before God the all-atoning blood of the spotless Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is my only plea. The name of Jesus gives me access to the Father. His ear, his heart, is open to my faintest pleading, and he supplies my deepest necessities. This is justification. It is the righteousness of Christ that makes the penitent sinner acceptable to God and works his justification. However sinful has been his life, if he believes in Jesus as his personal Savior, he stands before God in the spotless robes of Christ's imputed righteousness. The sinner, so recently dead in trespasses and sins, is quickened by faith in Christ. He sees by faith that Jesus is his Savior and alive forevermore, able to save unto the uttermost all who come unto God by him. In the atonement made for him, the believer sees such breadth and length and height and depth of efficiency, sees such completeness of salvation purchased at such infinite cost, that his soul is filled with praise and thanksgiving. He sees, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord and is changed into the same image as by the Spirit of the Lord. He sees the robe of Christ's righteousness woven in the loom of heaven, wrought by his obedience and imputed to the repenting soul through faith in his name. When the sinner has a view of the matchless charms of Jesus, sin no longer looks attractive to him, for he beholds the chiefest among 10,000, the one altogether lovely. He realizes by a personal experience the power of the gospel, whose vastness of design is equaled only by its preciousness of purpose. We have a living Savior. He is not in Joseph's new tomb. He is risen from the dead and has ascended on high as a substitute and surety for every believing soul. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5:1. The sinner is justified through the merits of Jesus, and this is God's acknowledgment of the perfection of the ransom paid for man. That Christ was obedient even unto the death of the cross is a pledge of the repenting sinner's acceptance with the Father. Then shall we permit ourselves to have a vacillating experience of doubting and believing, believing and doubting? Jesus is the pledge of our acceptance with God. We stand in favor before God, not because of any merit in ourselves, but because of our faith in the Lord, our righteousness. Jesus stands in the Holy of Holies now to appear in the presence of God for us. There he ceases not to present his people moment by moment, complete in himself. But because we are thus represented before the Father, we are not to imagine that we are to presume upon his mercy and become careless, indifferent, and self-indulgent. Christ is not the minister of sin. We are complete in him, accepted in the Beloved, only as we abide in him by faith. Perfection through our own good works we can never attain. The soul who sees Jesus by faith repudiates his own righteousness. He sees himself as incomplete, his repentance insufficient, his strongest faith but feebleness, his most costly sacrifice as meager, and he sinks in humility at the foot of the cross. But a voice speaks to him from the oracles of God's word. In amazement, he hears the message, "Ye are complete in him." Now all is at rest in his soul. No longer must he strive to find some worthiness in himself, some meritorious deed by which to gain the favor of God. A truth hard to grasp. Beholding the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, he finds the peace of Christ. For pardon is written against his name, and he accepts the word of God. Ye are complete in him. Colossians 2:10. How hard it is for humanity long accustomed to cherish doubt to grasp this great truth. But what peace it brings to the soul, what vital life. In looking to ourselves for righteousness by which we find acceptance with God, we look to the wrong place, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. We are to look to Jesus, for we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, 2 Corinthians 3:18. You are to find your completeness by beholding the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Standing before the broken law of God, the sinner cannot cleanse himself, but believing in Christ, he is the object of his infinite love and clothed in his spotless righteousness. For those who believe in Christ, Jesus prayed, "Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, and that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one." John 17:17-22. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Verses 25 and 26. Who can comprehend the nature of that righteousness which makes the believing sinner whole, presenting him to God without spot or wrinkle or any such thing? We have the pledged word of God that Christ is made unto us righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. God grant that we may rely upon his word with implicit trust and enjoy his richest blessing. For the Father himself loveth you because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. John 17:27.